we put our soap in a rag and wash them that away. And usually we had another pan that we call rinsing. We'd rinse them and then we'd put them in.
Do you know what this is?
That's your question. If you have
Now this was my granddaddy's. And he had, he worked two old steers to it by the name of Ben and Barry.
And
it's made out of yellow poplar. I thought they made it out of bulldog, but that is yellow poplar.
Actually, this isn't very heavy.
It's not heavy. It's not. I don't have the hoops that goes in here. See, see, this right here sit on it worked this way. Now this set on the back of the neck. And it's come up under here. That's right. That's right.
Well, that's really something to hang on to.
Well, I tell you what I done. I stole it. I'm going to tell you the truth. My brother, when my daddy died, I was small. And my daddy had all this stuff. Well, my brother, he was grown, had a family. And he carried on all this stuff, and he kept telling me about this, that, and other. So I was down there putting, after he had died, he was putting hay in the barn. And I looked back there and I saw it. So I got it.
That's in good shape.
I would really finish it up if it wasn't for these cracks. See this crack right here? See these cracks right here? There's nothing I can put in there except wood filler.
That looks in good shape. Well, then do I understand you use oxen or am I?
Now this is my granddaddy. He used oxen.
He would use oxen.
He used oxen to plow and he used oxen to the wagon to haul cross ties. Now cross ties was their main source of money income back in those days besides cotton.
The railroad.
That's right. They'd haul them up here to the railroad and pile them on the right of way. They were huge cross ties. The railroad would come along and take them up and pay them for it. And back in those days, my granddaddy, and they were raised over 5 acres of cotton, and maybe make 2-3 bales. And we're about a half a bale to an acre. And most of that would come from, in other words, they'd clear up what they call a new ground. And they'd work adding corn for about 2 or 3 years. And then they would put it in cotton and clear up another new ground. Put it in corn.
I see.
And that's what it is. And this new ground was rich enough that it'd make about a half a bale of cotton acre without any fertilizing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't know what foliage would work back in those days.
Two oxen would be called?
Yes. A yoke.
Yoke. How about 2 mules?
Well, we call them a pair of mules.
Two horses?
Well, just a pair of horses.
Pair of horses. They didn't make a distinction between, say, a team of horses and a pair of mules. Be a pair for both.
In other words, are you a pair for both? That's all I've ever heard them call that.
That's
a pair of mules, a pair of horses.
Really something. In fact, maybe you could argue your wife into letting you hang that up on the wall.
Well, I need to finish it if I'm going to do it, but actually, I hadn't stole it too long, and I'm scared to put it out and display it there. I'll wait till it sort of dies down a little bit there, because
well, sure is
my granddaddy has two daughters living. One was 91 and one is 70 in her upper 70s. And I carried it up there and showed it to them about 6 months ago, wasn't it?
It hadn't been 6 months.
No, about 3 months ago. And they literally had a fit over it.
We didn't know the name of the oxen, but they knew and they told us.
They said, yeah, the two oxen was Ben and Barry.
Ben and Barry.
He carried in to them and he says, I got something I want to see if you know what it is. And of course, the men he carried in the oldest one says, oh, the times that I've seen Ben and Barry.
Isn't it remarkable how names like that can come back?
My oldest ain't up there. She's got some things that are priceless. I want to tell you a story there about it just in a minute.
So many of the elderly people tell me their memories, are all gone. Can't remember a thing. And then they
But you know, most of them,
talk, and
most of them, the things way back, they yes. can remember better than what happened yesterday or last year.
Yes.
Because I found that working over at the nursing home.
I think that's true of all of us.
A lot of times I'll get to talking with them, you know, about old times, and it thrills them to death.
I'll bet.
My interjection, one has a...